This week, a Danish study refuted again the notion that the MMR vaccination, which protects against measles, mumps and rubella, has no association with an increased risk of autism. But misinformation about vaccines of all types continues to thrive on social media. Some Australians have taken it upon themselves to combat these messages of the anti-vaccination community on Facebook. Ariel Bogle is a technology reporter with the ABC Science Unit and our regular tech head. Hi, Ariel.
Morning, Fran.
So you've spent some time talking to these volunteers who fight vaccine misinformation on Facebook. Why do they do it, and is it working? Does it work for them?
Well, I think these people in general feel a passion. They want to protect children, and they find the messages of the anti-vaccination community anti-science and dangerous. But there are a few different tactics out there. I spoke to one guy associated with a page called Refutations to Anti-Vaccination Memes. And memes are, of course, those little images you see all over the internet with images and jokes. And so this page is just full of jokes about vaccinations, sometimes on the verge, you know, on the verge of brutal about the anti-vaccination movement. And he told me the goal is really to make fun of the anti-vax leaders, who he says profits from these types of messages, and to marginalise them, make it unpopular and laughable to be anti-vaccination for children. Another group, which is called the Stop the Australian Anti-Vaccination Network, is more around a group of doctors trying to lobby against allowing some of these key anti-vaccination groups to thrive in Australia. They lobby against when anti-vax leaders come to try and tour Australia, these types of actions.
Let's hear from one of the more infamous anti-vaxxers, Sherry Tenpenny. Her videos get millions of views on Facebook.
It's aluminum and chemicals and all these vaccine antigens, all these viruses and bacteria, stray viruses that are known to cause cancer. I mean, all kinds of gobbledygook inside of these things. And I think that most parents and even most physicians who've never bothered to read a package insert in their life think that all that is in there is a little bit of sterile water, a little bit of attenuated or killed virus. That's it. How can it hurt you?
That's anti-vaxxer Sherry Tenpenny on Facebook, and that's the sort of thing that gets people upset. Many experts point to Facebook and YouTube as key culprits in the spread of this health misinformation. Are these platforms doing anything about this? Do they see they have a role in this?
Well, of course, fears around vaccination are not new to the world, but the internet has seemed to inflame them. Those algorithms on YouTube and Facebook that, you know, addicted to controversy, addicted to things where people get upset and have fears, they really thrive off that. And they are taking action to an extent, but I found on Facebook even last week that Facebook was still accepting paid ads from some of the key anti-vaccination groups in Australia. Facebook says they know they need to do more, they have more work to do, and that they plan to announce some new actions. But other platforms are taking action. So YouTube, for example, has removed advertising from anti-vaccination pages, so they can't make money from advertising on some of those popular videos. And Pinterest, interestingly, Pinterest is a social media network where you post, you know, images you like and recipes and things like that. They have cracked down on search around vaccination. So if you go on to Pinterest and search vaccination or some of other key terms there, they won't return results for good or ill. And that's their tactic.
Okay. What's the best way to push back against these fears of vaccination?
When you talk to doctors, and I did for my story today, it's in person. These types of messages really are best countered in direct personal relationships between nurses and doctors and parents, because it's not invalid to have questions and fears, but those fears can be addressed. And while there are plenty of people, volunteers on Facebook, doing the work that maybe Facebook should be doing to counter these messages there, I think that in some cases they might be just talking to the already convinced, talking to people in their own bubble.
Yep.
And sometimes those interactions with anti-vaxxers can be antagonistic. And that might just feed into the persecution complex or the conspiracy theory complex of these people.
As you say, all those mocking memes. Ariel, also this week some news from the world of podcasts. There's a new startup called Luminary. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. For podcasts, I think, are... there's obviously thousands of them, but it's still a maturing space. And the business model, I think, is still being worked out for a lot of companies. So Luminary is an interesting one because they came out of nowhere, but with really big names attached. So this platform will have podcasts from Malcolm Gladwell, from Lena Dunham of Girls Fame, a lot of exclusive content there. But their idea is that people will pay for it. So the cost is about $8 a month. And creators of these podcasts will also get an upfront fee, but potentially bonuses if they get a lot of downloads or a lot of listeners. So it's a new platform there, but I guess it's an open question about whether they can make it work.
Whether people will pay for podcasts.
Exactly.
Ariel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ariel Bogle, she's our technology reporter.